Tomorrow is another election day. Voters head to the polls to settle runoff elections from the March primaries. There are a few seats in our area up for grabs. KERA's Christopher Connolly has been tracking the races, and he joins me now. Hey, Christopher.
Howdy.
Let's start with a Republican runoff for the State Board of Education over in East Texas. These races aren't usually very high profile, but this battle has been getting national attention. What's going on there?
Well, it's really one candidate who's getting all of the attention. Mary Lou Bruner spent 3 decades working in Texas public schools. And, well, she often wants to talk about teaching the basics. It's a series of Facebook posts that she's made that have generated a ton of headlines. She said President Obama was once a gay prostitute to pay for a drug habit. She said Democrats assassinated President Kennedy and called climate change a Marxist hoax. I talked with her back in March.
Those Facebook postings are just one little dot in my whole lifetime. And they're controversial, but I still don't think I've done anything wrong. I have a First Amendment right to say what I want to say.
Now, her opponent, Kevin Ellis, he's accused Bruner of spreading fear and hate and said she might return the Board of Education to the ideological battleground that it used to be. He's president of the school board in Lufkin, and he says he wants a conservative approach to education.
I believe that Texans know best how to educate Texas children, and you could take that same thought process down to the local level, that at whatever community you're in, those people on the locally elected school board know best how to educate their local children.
This is a huge district. It covers 31 counties from Rockwell County in the Dallas suburbs to the Arkansas state line. Back in March, Bruner got 48% of the vote. That was a double-digit lead over Ellis.
That's nearly enough to win outright. So it seems Bruner's the real front runner. Has she been able to keep the lead?
She says yes, of course. She was pretty optimistic when I ran into her at the Texas GOP convention a couple weeks ago. But she's had some stumbles, too. Probably the biggest flashpoint came at a meeting with area school superintendents where Bruner criticized the state of public education. It was captured on a cell phone video, and in it you can hear Hawkins ISD Superintendent Morris Lyons say that he was insulted by Bruner's critique, which he called baseless.
So I don't speak for this group because I won't say this on your behalf. I speak for myself. I don't speak for Hawkins ISD.
You just spoke for me.
You spoke for me.
You hear the crowd of school leaders chiming in there. Bruner has defended her remarks. Still, the incident cost her the endorsement of an influential Tyler-based Tea Party group.
Now, that's not the only runoff race out there, right?
That's right. 2 Republican Texas House representatives are vying to fill an open seat in the state Senate. Representative Brian Hughes of Mineola has a reputation for being something of a maverick in the House. He's often a swing vote on contentious conservative issues. Representative David Simpson of Longview has drawn big endorsements from powerful conservatives, including Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who leads the Senate. Now, in both this race and that Board of Education race, the Republican primary winner out in bright red East Texas is the likely winner of the seat come November.
And over in Tarrant County, there's a race for sheriff that's been a bit of a squeaker.
Right. Longtime sheriff D. Anderson says he's running for his 5th and final term, but he's been forced to really fight for it. He's facing a serious challenge from former Dalworthington Gardens Police Chief Bill Wayburn. Anderson says his 16-year tenure speaks for itself. This is a clip from WFAA.
There's not been one scandal. There's not been one negative headline. We run the department $4-5 million under budget every single year. We return money to the taxpayers.
Wayburn, though, has said the Tarrant County Sheriff should be more active, like leading an anti-terrorism task force.
The issues of terrorism that we're faced with today, more than ever before, and the FBI said that they're overwhelmed. So we need to stand up and be able to keep our eye out and have our own intelligence gathering program.
Anderson has locked down a host of local endorsements. Wayburn has touted support from former Governor Rick Perry and some local police associations.
Thanks for the update, Chris.
Sure thing.